Broadcasting live from Planet Madison, where everything is beyond parody. This is the Vicki McKenna Show. To be a part of the program, in Madison, call 321-1310. Statewide, call toll-free at 877-235-1310. Now, here's Vicki McKenna.
Welcome back to the program, hour number three of the Vicki McKenna Show. I get to do my taxes tonight. Woo-hoo! Yay! But I'm going to stave off my misery about that because John Fandrich is in my studio in the Homesteader Store. Studio Homesteader Store. Good people with the right stuff. Kubota, LS Tractor, and Cub Cadet. Two locations, one on the Beltline and one in Richland Center. From Greene County, you're the chair of Greene County.
I am the chair of Greene County.
What is going on in Greene County, and how does Greene County...
Sure.
We get a little bit into Greene County.
We do.
How does Greene County become a model for the rest of the county parties in Wisconsin? Because all of a sudden, one day, I realized that something special was going on in Western Wisconsin with the Republican Party and organization, and I met you, and I thought, geez, can we clone you? What's the difference between Western Wisconsin and the huge amount of enthusiasm and all the motivation there, and some of the problems that we are experiencing across Wisconsin and the other county parties?
Well, Vicki, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Good to see you. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for coming to our caucus a month ago in Monroe. Walked into a full room. In fact, it was overflow.
Yeah, pretty cool. In the crack of morning. I mean, you guys started at 9, I think.
9 o'clock, and yeah. At the American Legion, and the ladies down there do a great job for breakfast, and we had a great time. But I had called my wife from the event and said, you know, honey, you're just not going to believe how many people are here. This is fantastic. And she said, well, sweetie, they're not there to see you.
Oh.
And that's true love for you, isn't it?
Well,
you
know, I think they were there for the party.
Were there to see you, Vicki.
Oh, I think that's nonsense.
No, it's not.
But you had people caffed up and ready to go.
You bet.
If you would have handed them all cell phones and said, start making phone calls right now, they would have made phone calls.
Yes,
they would. If you would have handed them stacks of lit and said, go hit the doors right now, they would have hit the doors.
Yes, they would. So they're fired up. They're ready to go.
They are.
So in 4 years as chairman, you know, I've increased our membership by 500%. I've increased our revenues by 300%. And last year, we raised the most money in support of our candidate, Eric Olson, for Congress out of all the other six counties in the second congressional, Little Greene County. And that's amazing in itself. But they are motivated. My members are wonderful. And I have a great exec team, you know, and that's what you really need to build. And it doesn't, you know, you can't turn the Titanic in one movement. You know, it takes time. And it took me 4 years to build it. 2 years ago, Kim Babbler asked me, who is the chair for the second congressional district, said, would you also come on board as my vice chair? And I have a project called the Western Counties Project, and I want you to take that, take what you've done in Greene County and replicate that in Iowa and in Sauk and in Lafayette and in Rock. And so that's what I've been trying to do, is so as also vice chair, besides being chairman of Greene County, vice chair of the second congressional, is to take that model, what we've built in Greene County, to my other fellow chairs. And as you, we've talked about a little bit before, right now we all are having caucuses, so there's some change in leadership. And obviously, Saturday I was at Dane County's caucus where I was their acting chairman to oversee their elections. Had over 500 people
wow.
in the room. Amazing.
Huge.
Amazing.
I would have never predicted that in Dane County.
It was amazing, and it was great to see them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, like I said, they're very motivated, and you see that. So we've got great leadership already. You know, in Sauk County, we have a great chairman in Jerry Helmer. He's going to do great things. In Iowa County, we got Bill Neal. He's doing good things. My good friend Dave Serta in Lafayette County. And we're going to have a new county chair also in Rock County this Saturday because they have their caucus. So I'm very excited to work with our county chairs, and that's part of what I do as vice chair, to make sure that we, meaning Greene County, Little Greene County, sets the example by what other county chairs and counties can be.
What do you think was the reason why it worked? Where other parties have seen atrophy,
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot more excitement in this last round of caucuses. I was really pleased to see Jefferson County seemingly overnight sort of spring back to life.
Yep.
That's my county. So it was nice to see that people who are, you know, passionate and motivated for leadership showed up. So, but what's the difference? And what happened that got everyone so kind of meh about the party and the party structure?
Well, no one likes to lose, and that's the issue. You know, winning is the great cure for everything. And ultimately, even 4 years ago when I took over Greene County, I had many of the folks, longtime Greene County members, say, you know, the best days of this party are behind it. And I said, we'll see. I said, you know, I look at it, and you have to know what your market is, too. And we had a lot of the old, in Greene County, we had a lot of the country club type Republicans. Well, that wasn't my market. My market was the ag producers, the rural farmers. And they're the majority of my membership, because I went out and talked to them, and I said,
you got to go talk to farmers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want the farmers to default to Democrat.
Correct.
And so I can, go talk to them. Right. Remind them that the old days in the 80s of the Republicans being at war with, you know, big farm or even small farm are over, been over for 50 years.
Right. And I convinced them that, you know, they need to be involved with us because the government's going to come for their business. And they're like, well, I have a farm, John. I don't have a business. I said, no, you have a business. And they're going to bring their liberal policies out of Dane County into Greene County and into Iowa and to Lafayette. And they're going to try to fund those policies through what? Taxes. And what do you have to tax the most in our counties? Farmland.
Oh, and climate change regulation is going to kill you.
Correct.
Kill you. So you talk... And you're right. This is, I think, how Trump was so popular, and I missed it at the beginning, was that he's talking not to country club Republicans. He's not even talking to war hawk Republicans or fiscal Republicans. He's talking to working people and farmers.
Yep.
That's who he talked to. And who would have thought a billionaire with Trump Towers all over America and casinos would ever have been able to talk to blue-collar people and farmers and everybody I'll quote George Bush, misunderestimated him.
Right. And that's how you build your base, because you've got to start somewhere. And once you have that momentum, once you have, like I did, again, my first 2 years, we grew so-so. But in my second term as a Greene County chair, that's when we took off, because all of a sudden they started to see that momentum. And again, you've got to know your market. So for me, I do Saturday morning breakfast meetings, as you know. I start at 9 o'clock, so it gives them time to get their milking done. They can get there by 9 o'clock. I get them breakfast and I get them out by 11 o'clock so they can go work the fields and get a full day's work in. If they can give me 2 hours every month, I will make that county rock. And that's all I needed.
That's now. The market in Dane County is different.
It is much different.
But since you are also the vice chair of the second congressional district entirely.
Correct.
How do you get in? I mean, talk about malaise.
Right.
You have people who have been just beaten down. You have a city council that has zero moderate to conservative. You have one conservative county board member. You have the suburbs that used to be somewhat blue to purple, or, you know, moderate blue to purple, going deep, deep blue. Mm-hmm. And so you're in the party, and what do you do?
So the Western County project that we started in the outlying counties around Dane County was meant to build up our base so that, and I said this Saturday at Dane County's caucus, they don't need to stand alone. And what I mean by that is, why should I be sitting there at Greene County with all these members? And it's kind of like sitting there next to your neighbor's house that's on fire, and you've got a water hose, but you're just watching it burn. You don't need to do that. I have the membership. We have resources in Greene County and Rock County that we can help Dane County with. So that's one thing we need to change, is to make sure that we start working together instead of our own little silos. It's like, well, you're in Greene, so you need to stay in Greene County. No, I don't. I go all over. I go to Crawford. I go to Grant County. I'll go to Mississippi if it helps me that party grow. And that's what we really need to do. So for Dane County, we need to start making sure, especially in the second congressional, the resources that we've built through our Western Counties project, we send that to Dane County. They don't need to stand alone. They're capable of doing it, but they're getting so overrun.
Absolutely true. So you have to cut. You have in Dane County. We have the third largest number of Republican voters in the entire state of Wisconsin, and we will leave half of them on the table every single election. It's awful. And I think malaise explains mm-hmm. that. I think that a lot of times people who write checks also don't want to fund boring things. They like candidacies. They like commercials. But they don't like the grunt work. You need money for, you know, people to sit there and text message. Mm-hmm. You need money for people to make phone calls. You need money for people to knock on doors. You actually need money for all of that. And we don't even have enough money to even begin to start thinking about paid. You know, paying people to be full-time secretaries or full-time IT people. I mean, that's we should get to a point where we're with that, but that's maybe a ways off. We need to target students. We need to target, you know, older millennials. We need to target families. We need to target people who go to the Christian churches. We need to target the folks that we know could be amenable to our message, working class people. Everybody who drives down the Beltline in a Silverado or a Ford F-150, every time I'm driving past them, I'm thinking, that's a potential. And anybody in this county talking to them, that's where maybe assistance from other successful organizational operations can help.
Exactly. And that's why in the second congressional, as I said, working with our chairman, Kim Babbler, me as vice chair as well. And it's hard. Don't get me, you know, because all our county, our county chairs are volunteers. We have full-time jobs. We have businesses to run. We have families to manage. So it's not always easy to have that extra time. But we're going to have to make that extra time instead of staying in our own little silos, in our own little county. We need to send our resources to other counties so they don't get overrun. And that's the whole point of the Western Counties Project, Vicki, is to essentially build up our base so when the liberals want to move out of Dane County, we've got the Greene County Republican Party waiting for them with a letter and says, welcome to Greene County. Please join our party.
Yeah,
and nothing offends them more than that.
Which is fantastically fun, and I would love to see any face. Is there a way to get to those people? They've now gotten used to remote work. They've gotten used to sort of ordering everything online. Sometimes even groceries come mm-hmm. to your door now. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to get to that person who's remote working, maybe from home, to get them a list and say, I just want you to text message people and remind them that April 4th is coming up.
Right.
Is there a way to take advantage of what some people are considering a disadvantage of not having people available out and about like they used to?
Sure. And again, that's what we do. We have our own, we have a field rep in Greene County specifically now working to help, elect Dan Kelly. And they will have a list of folks to say, hey, listen, I know maybe for whatever reason you're at home, you can't get out and about, you've got different schedules, you need to stay at home. Here's a list of folks we want you to call or a list of folks we want you to text to or whatever it happens to be.
It seems to me you're out in, oh, I'm sorry, I got my kids' pizza night tonight. I've got a big birthday party. Well, all right. What are you doing right before it? Can you text 10 people?
Right.
And right after, can you text another 10 people?
Right.
And, an hour after you get ready, right before you log onto your computer, can you shoot out a text message to 10 people? Mm-hmm. I don't think, if you bite it off in small chunks, as they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you eat a donkey? Same way. Just saying.
There you have it. But again, as I said, we need to think outside that box, just like you've talked about. But it's also, you cannot waste a moment.
Mm-mm.
And I've often said this. I mean, I was still doing emails at 12:30 last night because it's a busy job. But that's where you need to step up, because somebody always, I constantly will get a call from a county chair saying, what's the secret sauce? How did you grow?
Yeah,
Greene County?
I think everybody wants to know.
And
it's your enthusiasm, I think, and the fact that you wake up and you're Republican when you look at your alarm clock.
Oh, the hair's on fire right,
right?
away.
You don't hit the snooze and say, all right, I'll be a Republican in 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, it was, again, hard work and faith, because I won't be out hustled and I won't be outworked, and faith that the good Lord will lead me in the right way. And that's really the true secret sauce of how we've built Greene County. And that's the part of it. But again, I don't stay in Greene County. I went down to see Bob Spindell in his 4th Congressional Christmas party in Milwaukee, and people were like, you're from where? I said, Greene County.
Where's that?
Green Lake? I said, no, Greene County. Monroe, New Glarus, the home of great cheese, and we'd love to have you come visit us sometime. And they're like, you do get outside your boundaries. And that's what we as Republicans need to do. Instead of staying in our own little silos, get outside those boundaries, meet people, engage them, and bring them in.
And say, how can I help?
That's exactly
and
right.
And what is it that you're running in? What's the wall you're running into? People won't pick up their phones. I bet you that's part of the problem.
It is.
All right, fine. Will the people read their text messages? Every single one of them does.
They do.
You can't help it.
Yeah.
You can't help it. And so, and that's something we don't do enough of.
Right.
I have gotten, because I signed up for their lists, I'm Lois. To the Democrats, my name is Lois.
Oh.
So whenever I get a text to Lois, I know where it's coming from. And that was years ago, and I will get them for everything. Hey, Lois, there's a big Let's Kill All the Babies march going on in Madison. You should come for anything. I don't care what, you know, there's a climate change march. You know, hey, we'll pay you $250 to text a bunch of your friends to vote Democratic all the time.
Right.
And that's something, now they pay people to do that. Again, we don't. But that's something where we can close the gap, I don't think, with a lot of effort.
I agree. And that's really what it needs to be. And you're right. Most of our folks are volunteers.
Always. Yeah. They're great.
They're great. And as you saw when you came down to Greene County, nothing is stronger than the heart of a volunteer.
No, and all you got to do is have good coffee and good donuts sometimes.
Well, right.
You know?
And you have to be consistent.
Did you notice that I snagged one of those donuts and put it in my purse?
I did. And that's okay. We like that.
They were vintage.
But that's okay. But you know what I mean? You have to be consistent, too. You can't have a meeting one, you know, day, and then, you know, the next month it's a different day. You need to be consistent because we, again, especially in Greene County, the home of Swiss, it's clockwork.
Right.
And so my meetings are always the second Saturday every month, 9 to 11.
And by the way, folks, if you're in the listening audience, you say, well, geez, my party doesn't do that. Number one, you don't know they do. If you're not a member, that's the first problem. So become a member. And if they don't, you do it. You know,
exactly.
I had a really nice little church lady message me, and she said, how can we help? Get together and just do what you're going to do. You know, every time you get together, talk about organizing.
Right.
You know, it's fine to have a little bit of break and have some fun. Build that in. But every single time you get together, I don't care if it's pizza and politics, pints and politics, movie night or whatever, the first or the last 10 minutes ought to be about how can we take our message after this fun that we're going to have, how can we take that out into the world and make new Republicans?
Correct.
You have to think that way instead of the sort of self-defeat that a lot of times you see particularly in areas where you don't, where you're very blue. You're not
right.
Marooned in Dane County just because the mayor is a lunatic. You know?
Pretty much. Well, but it's hard because it's, you know, if you're a candidate in the second congressional, you've got to run sometimes 2-3 times to really start making a dent.
Yes.
If you're going to win that race. And it's exhausting to run once, let alone. So I tell all of our candidates, and that's the other thing we need to do. We entrust our candidates to be trained by some other organizations, and instead from now on, I guarantee you, in the second congressional, we are going to train our candidates. We are going to have a candidate boot camp. I'm up for election for my second term for vice chair April 15th, along with Kim Babler, our chair. And one of my main goals moving forward is going to be a boot camp for all of our candidates who are running for office. They're not going to go somewhere else to get trained. My county chairs and I will train them. They will get lists on where they need to put their signs. They will get lists on where the donors are. And
we'll
they will
teach you how to talk to donors.
That's right.
Teach you, because you got to actually ask for money. You have to make that phone call, and that terrifies people. And knocking on those doors sometimes terrifies people. But it's really not that hard.
Well, it doesn't terrify the Democrats because they're used to asking for help. But for Republicans, we're used to taking care of our own mess. We clean up our own. You know, we're not used to asking for help. So of all the candidates that come to Greene County running for office, you're right. Fundraising is the hardest thing for them to do because we're not used to asking for help.
We need to know how to ask as well for help with the boring stuff that isn't flashy. You know, you're not going to see some cool TV ad or hear a cool radio ad with your money, but you're going to be part of the process that puts people on the street, that gets ballots into hands and gets those ballots counted. And that is the only thing. If I had lots of money, I'd say find a way to use my money to get people on the street, to get ballots into hands, and to get those ballots into boxes.
And that's what we're going to have to
Period.
Do as well, to change that whole mantra of, again, you know, Chairman Schimming has talked about that, voting, you know, voting on that day instead of, you know what, we know we need to change that.
Yeah.
We need to start getting our absentee balloting in. And that's going to talk about turning the Titanic. That'll be hard to do.
So I would ordinarily at this take this moment to send people to your website, but I'm not. I'm going to send them to Dane GOP.
Yep.
DaneGOP.org. Lots of excitement at caucus last weekend. A whole new board. Join. Be part of it. John Fandrich from Greene County is certainly going to help. And so, you know, fear nothing. Fear nothing. And by the way, if the only thing you will be willing to do is put a bumper sticker on a truck, do that. Maybe the next time you'll do just a little bit more. John, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful that you came all this distance and didn't bring cheese.
Next time I will bring you cheese, I promise.
You brought me cheese at caucus. I am good on cheese. Folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.